Today's daf is Masechet Tevachim, daf Chofei. We're holding it the Halakha Mishnah. Nishpach Adam al Haritzpah v'yasafo pasut. If the dam spilled out of the neck of the animal, as opposed to later on, we're going to talk about a case where the dam spilled from the Mizrat, from the coast that you use for Kabbalah, then the dam is pasul. And you cannot simply get it off of the floor and use it for the Zerika. Now, that doesn't mean that if there isn't dam left in the animal that you can't take that dam. You can, if there's still dam on Ephesh that's left. Whereas if you don't have any of the dam that falls on the ritzmah is pos. Tana Rabbana. It says in the posik, V'lakach ha-kohen ha-mashiach v'dam ha-par, v'vioto el ol mo'in. So this, first of all, when it says v'dam ha-par, as opposed to just midam, midam ha-par means the dam that keeps that par alive. And therefore, it has to be a reference to the dam ha-nefesh, not the dam that's in the skin, not the dam that's the tamtzit that is left in the evorim, and that isn't circulating now, bringing oxygen at the time that you shechet. Midam ha-par also means that the dam has to come from the par. Dam mi ha-par yikablenu. Because if you think that it means simply midam ha-par, then as it's written, kirektiv midam, what would that mean? Afilu miktzat dam. In other words, from the dam of the par means make sure that you get at least some of the dam of the par. Midam ha-par. That can't be what it means because that isn't true. Since Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the din is that Ashochet Tzarich Shekabel et Kol Damo Shel Par. The halacha is specifically that Yidlechatchila, you're supposed to get all of the Dam of the Par. So how could the Torah possibly want to tell you, Bedafka, to do it not right? I mean, even if you say B'diavad, it's kosher. I don't need a pasuk to tell me B'diavad, it's kosher. Remember, when it comes to kosher, I need a pasuk to tell me that B'diavad, it's possible. So don't say anything. So therefore, since the mitzvah is to be mekabel all of the dam, shenemar, the et kol, as it says over here, all of kol dam ha-par yishpochu yisod ha-mizbeah. So therefore, it's got to be that the only other explanation of this is midam ha-par should be read, take the mem off of the midam and put it on to the second word, ha-par. Dam mi ha-par. Yikablenu. Now that is a derech of drosh of a pasuk that is called Kasavar. He holds that we can be gorin humosifin v'dorshin. You can take a letter off of one word in the pasuk, add it to another word, and then be doresh, where it can't possibly mean what it's saying. Guf amr v'yiramara. Hashochet tzarich shekabel et kol damo shel par. We learned before a minute ago, let's take a look more closely at that, that you're supposed to be makabel all of the dam. Shenemar ve'et kol dam ha-par yishvoch. The problem is that that is specifically referring to the Shirayim. Et kol dam ha-par yishvoch al yisod nizbach ha-olah is talking about taking the dam that's left after using now the dam that was in the Mizrak to sprinkle on the Karnot HaMizbeah inside the Eva. Now you have dam left over. So how could take all of that dam mean take all of that dam from the pot? Whatever's in the cup is whatever you got from the pot. Now it's talking about, and whatever is left, pour it on the Yisod HaMizbeah. It's a little bit absurd to say that since it says take all that's left, that has to mean that you should have gotten all of the dam. You'll never have all the dam for Shvich, because Shirayim by definition means it's not all the dam. It's leftovers of the dam. So it's almost an absurd drasha. You're using a dam that means the leftover dam to say that it has to be all of the dam, which is an oxymoron. So what possible basis is there for such drasha, asked the Gemara. For b'shirayim k'tiv. True. But, I mean, that's exactly the point. Because it's an oxymoron, there's no possible way that it could mean what it's saying. So, im eno inyan l'shirayim, do let leif kule dam, by definition, it's not going to be all of the dam for the shirayim. The only thing it could possibly mean is take what is left of all of the dam, which means that you would have had to take all of the dam l'chatchila. So therefore, t'neu inyan l'kabbalah, all that's left is that l'chatchila you should have brought all of the dam here. Amr Rav Yonah Mishmuel is another interesting halach here, which is that the shofet, Tzarich she'agbia sakin lamala, when he shefts, he should pull that knife away completely from the area of the kli, the mizrak, into which the blood is going to drip, because you don't want to get any dam from the sakin into the mizrak. Because since it says in a pasuk v'lakach midam apar, it means that that dam should be pure dam apar, not dam apar plus something else. Over here would be the dam apar plus the dam that comes from the sakin. So not dam apar v'davar acher. So then, what exactly was the procedure for the dam sakin? B'may mikaneach le? What exactly would you use then to clean off the dam from the sakin? Amar Abaye b'svat mizrak kirechtiv kipurei zahav. It's interesting that the Torah refers to the Mizrakim, and the second Beis HaMikdash calls these same Mizrakim Kippurei Zahav. It's listing all of the Kalim in the Beit HaMikdash. How, what is the meaning of a Kippurei? A Kippurei means to cleanse, like Yom HaKippurim, something that scrapes off, cleans off. How is a Mizrak something that cleans off? Must be that it's used to rub the edge of the Sakin against the outside, obviously, of the Mizrak, to make sure that none of the blood falls into the Mizrak, and you scrape it along the outside of the Mizrak. That way, when you turn the Mizrak over for Shiraim, that dam goes as part of the dam of Shiraim, but it doesn't go into the actual Mizrak itself. Omer Chistom Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Hashochet Tzarich Sheyitein Vridim Letoch HaKli. There's another issue over here. The actual veins and arteries need to be over the Mizrak itself. Because otherwise, if what you're going to do is you're going to allow the blood to spurt over the air and then into the kli, then it's not going to be coming directly from the par. It's going to be coming through the air. You said it has to be da mi'apar. So memela, put the vridim over the kli. Itmar nami om Rav Asi, om Rav Yochanan vridim. Tzarich she'yir'u avir kli. They have to be over the area of, so in other words, if you draw a line of sight from Dafka line of sight, and not line, not the vector of the direction of the dam, because then you might think that you could go through the air. You can't go through the air. So it has to be a line of sight into the kli. Yeah. So they're cut now over the kli. Boimine Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Let me ask you an interesting question, obviously theoretical. Questions like this. You're shefting. The dam is going into the shulei mizrak. Problem is that the bottom comes out of the mizrak before it lands. The bottom falls out of the container that you're going to use for the blood. Whatever. It's a theoretical question. I want to know, you're talking about, this is an obvious question that's raised here. Because you're telling me if it shoots through the air, then it's going to be coming from the air and not from the par. But if it's line of sight, then it's going to be coming from the par. And what about the air that it passes through? Above the cup. You can't put it directly into the cup. So that, you're telling me, is considered to be in the cup. I'd like to understand why it's in the cup. Is it in the cup because it sees the cup? I mean, that doesn't make it in a cup. So it must be in the cup because you've defined now the way in which, if it weren't given any addition, we would simply have it fall through gravitational acceleration into the cup, not from anything else. So you're calling that somehow different than this vector force. That's what you're saying. So now I want to understand what makes that different. Is it the fact that it's going to land in the cup that's important? And then if suppose it wasn't going to land in the cup, meaning that it turns out retroactively, now I know that it never was meant to fall into this cup because the bottom fell out of the cup before it got there. Or is it really that it's in the cup because it's line of sight? What exactly defines this being in the cup that is so magical that if it's over the cup, then it's okay? So I ask you in a theoretical case, suppose the bottom falls out of the cup. Is that also called now that it fell into the cup or not? So avir she'in sofol anuach. Is that considered to be kemunach dami or lav kemunach dami? This is my question. So over here, was it meant to end up into the cup? Now there'll be a tremendous lav kemunach halach over here. I mean, if it was already in the cup and then it falls onto the floor, it's kosher. The question is, was this in the cup or is it in the cup because it lands in the cup? Amalei, well, we have a very similar question that is basically the subject of a Mishnah in Parah and Tenitua. Over there, we learn out the same halacha, right? Chavit shemunacha tachat hazinu. You have now a barrel, an empty barrel, that is placed directly underneath a pipe that is coming out from a mayan. There's a mayan on top of a mountain. And now this mayan, remember, we say pipe in Hebrew, doesn't mean it contained on all three sides. It means that it's a, what we would call a channel. So a gutter, let's say. Yeah. And this, I mean, you have to be careful because of the problem of Kabbalah's Tumah. So let's imagine something that's built out of the earth, a channel in the earth. Now, the water is pouring, gushing down a mountain, comes out directly through this pipe into a chavit, into a barrel. Now, that's not going to be a kosher Kabbalat Mayim because the kli has to be put into the Mayim or placed there for the purposes of getting the Mayim. And over here, it just happened to be there. That's what it means when it says munacha. Not shehi niach, munacha. So it was a chavit that was there. You didn't put it there for the purposes of being makabel, the Mayim Chaim, El Kelly, for the purposes of the Kiddush of the Mechatat of the Parah Adumah. So the din over there is that any water that's in that barrel, or even water that is outside of the barrel, but is above the barrel, is pasul. So in other words, if you take now a kli, and you stick this kli into the water that is falling above the barrel, that water is pasul, because it has to be Mayim Chayim El Kelly, and over here it was Mayim Chayim that first went into this kli, and then you took it into another kli. So what does that show? That the fact that it was going to fall into this chavit implies that it's already in the chavit. And if you interrupt the flow by putting another kli there, which should be kosher if you put that kli directly into the flow of the water, but over here, since it was in the flow of the water that was over the chavit, it becomes pasul. If, however, tzireif pia lezinuk, if you put the new kli that you're holding in your hand right up against the mouth of the pipe, then the water that came out of that pipe was never made to be lanuach in the chavit. So then that would be kosher. So then only the water that would be bitocha would be psulim, but anything that would be chutzala would be ksherim. Obviously, water inside of the chavit, that already, of course, is possible. But anything, even though now it's still above the chavit, in this case, it's kosher because it hasn't come out of the tzinon, and therefore it's not a problem. So there's, that shows you that even though it's in the air, it's still in the chavit. What are you trying to show me? What's the matter with you? He asks you a question of avir she'ein sof olanuach, and you bring him an answer that has absolutely nothing to do with what he asked. In this case, what we're talking about, that the chavit is sitting there. We're not talking about a chavit that's about to be lasered away. What does this have to do with the question? The question was, what if it turns out that in the end, there never was a chavit to land in? Yeah. And you bring me a riot for the fact that if there's a chavit that stays there happily ever after, it passes the water. What does this have to do with the question? He asks you, avir she'ein sof olanuach, and you bring him an example of a chavit, which was avir that is sof olanuach. No, well, you only heard half the question. You only heard the interesting half of the question, because we already knew the answer to the other half. That's the point. But in reality, what Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan was two questions as an imtim tzolomer. So he was asking like this, imtim tzolomer, if you're going to tell me that in a case where it's ain't so full of nuach, it's not considered to be munadon, is avir shesofol nuach considered to be in the avir? Now, note that it's not as simple as this seems to be, like we're just throwing this in to get out of the problem. This is not as simple as it appears, because you could certainly have thought, if you're going to tell me that avir she'ein sofol nuach is not munadon, then perhaps interruption of the flow is considered to be the equivalent of ain't sofol nuach. That's the deeper issue. You ended up putting something in the way of this water. So now you collected this water, which means that if I take a look at the water in your kli, it was ain't sofol nuach. And not because the kli wasn't there, but because in the end it doesn't land in this kli. So what about that? So he's taking a more sophisticated question here than the simple issue of whether the water that's going to be over the airspace of a kli is considered to be munach in the kli. Because the most obvious problem would be if it turns out that the kli is not there at the time that it lands. However, okay, interrupting the flow, that's something else. There already I could say, on the one hand, since if it were uninterrupted, it would have landed, and for all intents and purposes, it already landed. Now, if I come, you could take it away. It's busted already because it was in the kli. But I could also say that maybe the idea of it's being in the kli has something to do with the impact of what happens afterwards, and now retroactively defines it. What if it doesn't happen afterwards? So therefore, he's asking, what would be the din of avir that is so full of noach? Is that already considered to be possible? And he brings him a raya from here. Yes, it's possible. For raya, if you stick the kli into the zinuk itself, the area over the kavit is possible, even though it was never in the kavit itself, and you interrupted the flow with this kli. Rav Yosef, this is Rav Yosef's approach to this whole sugya of the discussion between Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. Now, Rav Kahana was taught the sugya slightly differently. He was taught that the question that Rav Asi had asked Rav Yochanan was the question of Chavit, and he actually simply brought him the raya from the Braita of Chavit. That's all. Now, there's another approach which Rabba was taught, that he asked him what the din would be about a Chavit, not having known this Braita. And in the end, Pashatle Mizrak, he brought him a raya from the case of our sugya. We got to this case to define our sugya. Rabba made this more interesting by having this question asked outside of the Tlum of Vohim. And what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan said to him, well, I don't understand your question. I mean, there's no way to actually get the artery into the cup now, is there? And it has to be directly from the para into the cup. So is not the fact that we are able to do a Kabbalat Adam B'Kashrut indication that the fact that something is over a container means that it's munach in the container? In which case, by chavit, it would mean it's munach in the chavit. It's exactly the same issue. You can figure this out on your own. Now, in the Mishnah, it actually says, this is the Mishnah in Bara, that where you have a pipe that is shooting out water from Mayim Chayim, from a Mayan of a mountain, and it shoots it up into the air in such a way that it will not land in a kli. Now, you put your hand there in order to deflect the flow to shoot it into the barrel. So it's a similar case to this. The problem is that here the flow is deflected by Natan Yado, Oraglo, O Ale Yirako. Now, the thing that's in common between your hand or your foot or a piece of lettuce is that all of these things are Mekabel Tumah. And if you put them in the way to deflect the flow of Mayim Chayim, Kidei Sheyavru Mayim Lechavit, that would be possible. But if you used Ale Kanim, let's say that you use bamboo or Ale Agozim, use wood from the nut tree, then it would be kosher because those are not edible leaves. Since they're not edible leaves, not mekabel tuma. And zeakla davar mekabel tuma are possible. Davar sheino mekabel tuma are kshirim. Even only used for deflection. Minan emile, how would we know such a thing? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Bar Abba. Omar kro, it's because the Torah said, ach mayan ubor mikve mayim yihiyeh tohor. So that if you have, this is in reference, of course, to Taharan HaMikveh, it's not referring specifically to the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma requires the mayan, a bor mikve mayim won't be any good. But the point over here is that weird word of yeh tahar. A spring will be tahar. What do you mean will be tahar? It is tahar. Must be that yeh, we found every time we use any existential word, it's a reference to maintaining the state. Otherwise it wouldn't use a word that is existential. So we would either have havaya, haya, yeh. All of those words mean has to be in that state. In which case, when it says yeh, it means havayatan, making them into something that you are going to be able to use for a mikveh or for purposes of a mayan, that bringing them into usable existence also has to be tahor. And you cannot use anything that would be tamei as a source for something that is going to bring tahara, whether it's for going to the mikveh, or, which is of course the big problem, of pipes in modern terms. Very often the mikveh is filled with water that is coming in through a hole of rainwater or something, but it goes through a pipe. Then the problem is that it will be havayatam ayadei tumah. Because unless the pipe is a very particular type of pipe, it's makabel tum as a kli. So it has to be manufactured in order to be placed in the ground, and so on and so forth. So this is an actual practical issue in the building of mikvaot. But over here, when it comes to the poraduma, it's a practical issue for the poradumas. You can't use your hand to deflect the water. So points out, Rabbi Yochanan, you see from here, Zot Omeret, this points out very clearly, that avir kli is kekli dami. That over here, what are you doing? You're deflecting the water into the kli. But I don't understand. So how did it get to be now directly into the kli? Where all I can do is I can put it over the pi achavit, right? So in other words, the moment that it came from his hand, it's considered to be from his hand into the kli, and therefore it's called havayatan ayadei tum'ah. It's as if it dripped from his hand directly into the kli. Not that there was something that just allowed it to get to the avir, but it wasn't, its havayatan wasn't ayadei tuma at all. Because if you're going to tell me that the avir akli itself is not considered to be a kli, why would it be possible? It's not coming from his hand, it's coming from the avir. So lemela, what's the difference? If, let's say, you would have taken your hand and you would have put your hand in the pipe, would that have mattered? Absolutely not. It's only when it comes from your hand that it's a problem. Does it come from your hand, it's not a problem. So it must be that, you see, from here, this Mishnah, again, avir kikli
dam. Because hand,
since his hand, it was avir. And that avir is the equivalent of the kli. Amar le Rabbi Zeilur, Pchia bar Abba, what makes you think that that's what the case is? Maybe when it means that he put his hand there, it doesn't mean that he deflected into the air from his hand. It means that he puts his hand there and allows the water to drip into the mikvah off of his hands. Maybe that's what it means. The Dilma Bishotet, Omar like Tarda, you are a real retard. It says Kadeshi Yavru, Mayim Lechavit. Now what do we mean? Kadeshi Yavru, not Heviro Mayim Lechavit. Kadeshi Yavru means deflects it in order that, and the request says he calls him a retard, because a retard often has water slobbering down his mouth. That's what you're talking about, right? The Omar Rabchia Bar Ava, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, furthermore, said Rabchia Bar Ava, Rabbi Yochanan had more to say about it. And that is that this Mishnah is based on Eduto Shel Rabbi Tzadok, Nishnet Mishnas. There was an actual Mishnah in Idiot that describes what Rabbi Tzadok said in front of the Beit Din HaGadol in Yavne. And one of the things that he said was, He'id Rabbi Tzadok ala Zocha, that if you got water that was zochel, that was flowing down a mountain, and you had that water now flowing over leaves that come from an egos tree, since the egos tree is not makabel tuma, it would be kosher. And indeed, and they brought the gazit, he continues to be made, and because of the fact that it wasn't Havayatan Ayadei Tuma, he was Machshir. They were Machshir. Omer Rebbe. A further fascinating thing about the nature of the Dam Mihapar, Dam Hapar, is that Hatzoreim Ozen Hapar, if you do the shechita on a perfectly kosher pot, and then you slit its ear, which is a boom, but now, I mean, it's already shechted, it's still possible. That means the par that was a par that was not a balmon. So therefore, if it was a par shayakvar, that will passel, means a mum will passel after shechita. We'll see. It gets more interesting. Okay, so this is talking about par kohen mashiach, which is obviously a kochet kadashim. It's a chatas. So ashkan kochet kadashim. How do we know that that would be true even by kochet kalim? Minala. Omarava tanya. Se tamim zachar ben shanai yelachem. This is referring to the carbon pesach. And that means that it has to be tamim ben zachar. So that means shiye tamim uben shana b'sha'at shchita. How do I know even for Kabbalah Allah of Izrika? Talmud lomar yiye. Another existential word. Kol havayotav. All lo yiyu elatam. So anything that you do to it that is necessary for it to be what it is, it has to be what it is. And therefore must be, even at the time of Zerika, it has to still be tamim. Eite Abaye, Reb Yeshua Omer, kol hazvachim shebetorah shenishtayer meyam kizayit bazar, o kizayit chelev, zoreket adam. I got a little bit of a problem for you. So this animal is now missing 99% of its body. I assume that that's something of a mum. I mean, I would just guess, you know. You know, not having like 99% of your body might just be sort of inappropriate to bring on the Mizbeach. Yeah. You did the Shmita, you did the Kabbalah, you did the Halacha. Now the question is, can I do this read? So now, meanwhile, they've been preparing the Basar for putting on the Mizbeach, and something happened to it. So the Basar was lost. Doesn't matter. It's okay. As long as there's a Kezias left, you could do the Zrika. All right. And you're telling me it has to be Tom. Tom, by the time of the Zrika. How is this Tom, by any stretch of the imagination? Well, I guess it doesn't mean the Tom part. I guess it only means the Ben Shana. It has to be the Ben Shana at the time of the Zrika. But if its birthday came between the Shechita and the Zrika, how can its birthday come between the Shechita and the Zrika? Very merry on birthday to it. So Mi'ika Mini the Bishat Shechita, it's still a Ben Shana. The Bishat Olachav is Zrika, it becomes 2 years old. Ben Shtayim. Omar Rava, absolutely. You see from here indeed. Zotomer. Sha'ot Poslot Bekodashi. That a birthday, when it comes to Kachim, is based on the moment of birth, not on the day of birth. So let's say, on its birth certificate, it has 1403, you know, you did the Shechita right there at the beginning of the Bein Arba'im, and oh my gosh, you didn't get to do the Zrika in time for its birthday. So now that Dam is in its second year. It's in its second year. It's not kosher. Kashaot Poslot. Omer Abami, Omer Rabbi Elazar, if the animal is in the Azara, and the legs of the animal are extending outside of the Azara. Now this begins a sugya that appears to be mad at the beginning. So as long as you cut off those legs first, before you do the Shita, then you won't have any mixing of blood that was Yotze, you see. So it won't be a problem. So if Chatach Raglav, and Achrikach Shachat, so then it would be kosher. But if you do the Shita and then you cut, so now the blood that was Yotze is already mixed with the blood that's going to be coming into your cup, and then it's possible. What are you talking about? What? You cut off its legs and then you do the Shmita? That's okay? That's kosher? Isn't that a balmum? Yeah, I guess so. We better change that a little bit here. Ella Ema, we should read that otherwise, okay? The way to read that is Chatach ve'acharkach kibel. That's what it is. Chatach ve'acharkach kibel is kshera, because then you avoided being makabel, the dam, that was yotze. But if kibel ve'acharkach chatach, then it would be pesula. And of course, here is the problem that we just raised, which is that I thought it's supposed to be, we brought the raya from the part of the Kohen Gadol, that even Bishat Kabbalah, it cannot be a Balmum. And you're saying that if you cut it, it would be kosher. So how could that be? We brought a raya that even for Kachim Kalim, it would have to be a Tamim at the time of Kabbalah. But the din of Tamim, Bishas Kabbalah, is true of Kachim Kalim as well. Amar Rabbi Zera, Hatzorein, Ozen Bivachor, V'acharkach Kibel Damo, Pasul. Now, when it comes to a Bechor, now a Bechor is Kachim Kalim, if he makes a slit in the ear of a Bechor after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah, he passels the dam. Shenema v'lakach midam hapar, hadam she'ayakva. So how could this be kosher? Omer Chista, Omer Avivi. It would have to mean that what you do is you don't cause a mum, you simply stop the blood flow by cutting through the basar, without touching any cartilage. So chotech be'evrat shemagia le'et. That's what it's talking about. So you cut through now the blood that was outside of the azara that's in the foot is not put back into circulation. And then you're macabre. Okay, we'll continue this strange sugya tomorrow. Nishpach adam al haritzpa v'yasfo pasul. Tana rabbana v'lokach ha'kohen ha'mashiach midam ha'par midam ha'nefesh. That's the dam that keeps that par alive. V'lo midam ha'or, v'lo midam ha'tamtzit. Midam ha'par, read that as dam mi ha'par, yikablenu. Because it can't mean what it says. Visak dera midam apar ketiv would mean midam even miksat adam. Viomber viram rava shechetzerik shekabelet kol damo shapar shenemar vet kol damo yishpoch. Ella, it's got to mean midam apar dam mi apar yekabelen mikasavar gor inu mosifin vedorshin. Guf amrav yiram rava shechetzerik shekabelet kol damo shapar shenemar vet kol dam apar yishpoch. Now that is absolutely absurd, because of Bishirayim Ktiv. Exactly. It's because it's an oxymoron that it doesn't, it must mean what it means. Imeno inyan l'shirayim, because by definition, let l'kulei dam, therefore today inyan l'kabbalah. Omer v'yirom ha-shmuel ha-shochet tzarech shiyagbiya sakin l'mala, shenema v'lakach v'dam ha-par, v'lo v'dam ha-par v'davar acher, and over here, the dam sakin would be possible. So then dam sakin, but my mikaneach le'yom rabaya bisvat mizrok, and that explains why in Ezra the mizrokot are called kipurei zahav. Omrav chista omrav yirmiyah barav ha'shochet tzarich shiyiten v'ridim l'toch ha'kli, meaning obviously not literally, but above the kli. It varnami omrav asi omrav yochanan v'ridim tzarich shiyiru avir kli. Even though it hasn't landed in there yet, tzireif pia lezinuk, mayim shebetocha psulin, veshebechutzolak sherim. What are you talking about, man? My boy, mine. Avir she'im sofola nuach, v'koposhet l'yavir she'sofola nuach. Tartika boy, mine. Im tim tzoloma, avir she'im sofola nuach, lav kemunach dami, avir she'sofola nuach mai. Rav Yosef matne hachi, Rav Kahana matne, chavit boy, mine, u'poshet l'chavit. Rabba matne, chavit boy, mine, u'poshet l'mizrak. And what he told him was, yatamodem mizrak. Which, by definition, if shalom below zinuk, and nonetheless, it's kosher. Sanata, Natanya dor aglo aleir akod, kedei sheyavru mayim with deflection, lechavit, psuli, ale kanim ale agozim kisher. Nezeh aklo davar amekabel tu mepsulon, davar shen amekabel tu mekshirin. Minoni mili. Di om Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Yosi bar Abba, om akro ach mayanu bor mikve mayim yihye. Tor. Yiya means avayatan has to be ayyadei Torah. Omar Rabbi Chia, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zotomeret, Avir Kli, Kikli Dami. Omar Le Rabbi Zeil, Rabbi Chia Barava, how do you know? Maybe it's talking about Shotet. Omar Le, you know, you're a real retard. It says, Kedei Shiavru Maim Lechavitnan. Yom Rabbi Chia Barava, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Meir Dutel, Shal Rabbi Tzadok, Nishnet Mishnah Zo, Tetzan, Heyed Rabbi Tzadok, Ala Zochalin, Shil Kirchan Baalei Agozin, שאין קשרים. זה היה מעשה בו העלייה, ובו מעשה לבני חכמים בלשכת הגזית והכשירו. אומר בזהירו, אמר רבי, יצורי מאוזן הפר, ואחר כך קיבל דמו פסור שנמה, ולקח מדם הפר, פר שהיה כבר. אשכה קודשים 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 קלם מנולן, אומר רבי, תניה, שא תמים, זכר בן שנה, מין שיהיה תמים ובן שנה בשעת שחיטה. הרו אינו בקבלה בהולכה בזריקה מנעין, because there's just tachosu. Tachosu is to cut. Talmud lama yiye kol havayotav lo yiye alatam ben shana. Eit ve'abayi Reb Yishuah men kol hazvachim shebetorah shenishtayer meyem kezayit bazar kezayit chelev zoreket adam. Tirguma a ben shana. Ha? Miika mini. De b'shat shchita it is a ben shana, but b'shat olacha v'zrika would be ben shtayim. Omar Rava, yes, zot omeret sh'ot posot b'kodashim. Omer Abami, Omer Rabbi Elazar, he bifnim v'raglea b'chutz. If you were chatach v'raglayim v'achakach shachat kshira, shachat v'achakach chatach, chatach v'achakach shachat kshira. What are you talking about? That's a balmum kamagru. Ema chatach v'achakach kibel kishira, but kibel v'achakach chatach psula, chatach v'achakach kibel kshira. I thought Rabbi Zera said that Tzorei Mozim B'chor V'charkach Kibel Damo Pasul Shema V'lakach Midam Apar Par Shaya Kvar Om Rav Chista Om Ravimi Chotech Be'ever Ad Shemagia La'etzem.